हरे कृष्णा भगवद गीता सिटीज चैप्टर नंबर 8 अटेनिंग द सुप्रीम टेक्स्ट नंबर 22। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाया। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाया। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाया। पुरुषश्च परापार्थ भक्त्या लभस्तु अनन्यं ये शांतस्तानि भूतानि येन सर्वमिदं ततम्। पुरुषश्च परापार्थ भक्त्या लभस्तु अनन्यं ये शांतस्तानि भूतानि येन सर्वमिदं ततम्। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद The founder Acharya of International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Jai Shri Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is greater than all, is attainable by unalloyed devotion. Although he is present in his abode, he is all pervading, and everything is situated within him. Om Ajnanatim Randasya Jnananjana Salakaya Saksharan Militam Yenam तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रष्टाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांतं स्वामीन्यते नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवै गौरवाणी प्रचारिणीं निर्विशेष शून्यवादीं पश्चातदेशतारिणीं। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। नाम संकीर्तनम यस्य सर्व पाप प्रणाशनम प्रणमो दुख समनः तं नमामि हरिं परम। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। नाउ वी आर इन चैप्टर 8 अटेनिंग द सुप्रीम टेक्स्ट नंबर 22। इन दिस श्लोक कृष्णा इज एक्सप्लेनिंग हाउ ही इज दो इवन दो ही इज इन हिज ओन अबाउट how he is pervaded everywhere is explained in this shloka. He is explaining also Krishna is greater than all. Then he is explained and he is attainable only by unalloyed devotion. Bhaktyama abhijanati. Krishna cannot be attained by any other means and method. Only by bhakti we can understand him, we can attainable, we can reach the Supreme Lord. Even though he is present in his abode and he is all pervading, then everything is situated within him. These are the main topics Krishna explained in this shloka. Greater than all means the topmost of all the living entities. No one is above him. So many living entities, trees, creepers, so many things are there. Krishna is the topmost of all, not the human being. Above Devi and Devatas, above everyone. There is no truth superior to him and he is the topmost of all the people. Even though, when we see the pastime of Krishna, even though he is greater than all, he is superior to all, including Lord Brahma, etc. But still, he considers his devotee above him. Even though nobody is above him, but still, he, out of his love and compassion, because the pure devotees, they act in such a way, and the Supreme Lord, he says that my devotees are above me. He glorifies his devotees and he worships the devotees. But actually, no one is above the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then Krishna says, attainable by unalloyed devotion. Only by the devotion we can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just we cannot, just like a politician can be purchased by money. During the election campaign, if somebody is about to win, if they need some seat, there are some people are there in between, either not this party or this party. They will be in center. Whoever needed at the time of the winning, they will pay some money, then they will join that party. So cannot be purchased the Supreme Lord in that way. We cannot give some money and purchase the Supreme Lord. Only with bhakti we can enter into the Vaikuntha planet. Bhaktyamam abhijanati. In Gopala Tapani Upanishad, it is explained in 1.21, Yoko Eko Vai Sarvaga Krishna. Only one Supreme, his name is Krishna. In the Upanishad, it is clearly mentioned, only one Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ekam Sastram Devaki Putra Gitam Eko Devo Devaki Putra Eva. Sankaracharya also says, Sankaracharya is the incarnation of Lord Shiva, and he also says that Ekam Sastram Devaki Putra Gitam. Only one Lord, Krishna, only one Grantha, that is the Devaki Putra Gitam, Bhagavad Gita. In this way, Gopala Tapani says, 1.21, Eko Vai Sarvaha Krishna, only one Supreme, and his name is Krishna. Then further Krishna says, he is present in his abode. He is present in his abode, still he is all pervading everywhere. One may ask the question, if the king is there in his palace and he is not there in another place, he is there in only one place. But the Supreme Lord, he says that even though he is situated in his own abode, Goloka Vrindavanam, which we have discussed earlier, and he says that still I am pervading everywhere. Abode means this, his abode is Ananda Chinmaya Rasa, full of bliss. His abode, we have already discussed, the spiritual world is full of very blissful, blissful. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pradibha. Ananda Chinmaya means only bliss in the spiritual world. It is not, there is no material, it is not like a material world where the only dukkhalayam asaswatam, only miseries are existing. The spiritual world is full of spiritual energy. The Lord is always in a spiritual world. Still, he pervades in the material world. Even though the Supreme Lord, he descends to this material world, that is a different issue. But still, when he is there in the spiritual world, and he is pervaded everywhere. Pervaded every man is just like when the king is there, even though he announced something, but his law and order is pervades everywhere. Law and order is pervades everywhere. So it's just like the example is given, just like when we lit the fire. When we lit the fire, then the light will expand. If the fire is too much, sometimes if a building is caught fire, then the fire will be, it will be going, this fire and smoke will go onto the sky. It will be very huge, and the fire will be, the volume will be very big, and we can even see from the several kilometers away. If the smoke is too much, then we can see from the long distance. That much light actually is pervading. Even though the fire is in that place only, but according to the density of the fire, it is actually keep expanding for the so much of distance. Maybe 1 kilometer, 2 kilometer, 3 kilometer, 5 kilometer. According to the density of the fire, the light is spreading. So similarly, even though the Supreme Lord is there in his spiritual world, just like even though the fire is there in one place, but his light are pervaded, similarly the Supreme Lord is pervaded everywhere. Just like when we see the sun, and the sun is there in a sun planet, but the sun rays are pervaded everywhere. Sun rays are pervaded everywhere. So similarly, the Supreme Lord is pervaded everywhere. Just like another example can be seen, just like when our voice, when we shout, what will happen? We even though we are in one place, but when we shout, what happened? The voice reaches some distance. So that means that voice is spread for some distance according to our speech, according to our volume. Just like when you put the speaker and it goes for a long distance. So that means the sound is pervaded everywhere. Even though the person is speaking in one place, but the sound is pervaded everywhere. So similarly, and the Supreme Lord, he is there in his original abode, Goloka Vrindavanam. He simply enjoy what God is doing. God is doing, simply he is enjoying with his friends and his family. He is a father and mother, and he is a devotee. Simply he is a playing flute and he is enjoying. What God is doing means we should know that he is simply enjoying with his, he is playing his flute and enjoying with friends. So even though he is there and he is very, very merciful, the Supreme Lord, he expanded millions and millions of planetary expansion. Even though he is there only, but still he is very, very merciful, and he expanded the millions and millions of the planetary expansion. Many expansions of Lord Krishna is incarnate. Ramadimutis kala niyame natishtan nana vakara makaro bhuvaneshukintum Krishna swayam samabhavat paramapumavyam govindamadipurusham tamaham bhajami. There are many incarnations for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, Vamana. So like this way, there are so many incarnations are there. So many incarnations are there, and Krishna is expanding like anything. So even though he is there in his own abode, and he is expanded everywhere, just like we have given some examples. Then Krishna says everything is situated in him. The further quality, Krishna says, everything is situated in him, both material as well as spiritual. Both are situated in him. Just like there was a very nice pastime when Krishna, he ate the mud, and Balram ji, he went and complained to Mother Yashoda. Mother Yashoda, you see, this is Krishna, he is eating a mud. Then Mother Yashoda become very, very worried. Oh, my child is eating a mud. So she went there and, hey Krishna, you saw me your mouth, let me check myself. You may tell lie. Children generally, they will tell lie because of the fear. So Yashoda may tell him, maybe because of fear, you may say no, but let me check your mouth. So in this way, and she opened mouth of Krishna, and then she saw inside the mouth of Krishna that the entire Brahman is rotating very, very nicely, and she could able to see the Vrindavan also, and she is seeing her, she also sitting inside the mouth of Krishna. She become completely bewildered. What is this? I'm seeing myself inside the mouth of Krishna. So in this way, for a second, he completely bewildered. What is this going on? Then Krishna covers it. Then she thinks is okay. So similarly, material world, spiritual world, everything is situated within him. Even if you see the Vishwarupa, when Arjuna asks, hey Krishna, you saw me your Vishwarupa, then only I will believe that you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is Arjuna, don't have any doubt, but still, for the purpose of people in general, all other people. So if anybody saying God means they should show the Vishwarupa. So when Krishna saw Vishwarupa to Arjuna, then all his, everything, all Brahman, all Devi and Devatas, everything, everybody was situated within the Vishwarupa of the Supreme Lord. So similarly, everything is situated him. Although he is in a Goloka, because he is a pervading everything going nicely. Srila Prabhupada mentioned the purport. Even though, just like for example, if you are in some places, just like a owner of the company, and he goes somewhere and enjoy for 6 months, 1 year, or he is not coming back. For example, if a owner is having a business in India, and he simply goes to the America and he enjoy, and he is not coming to India, then his company will run properly? When he is present, many people are stealing and running away. But if he goes to America or some places, and simply if he is enjoying and he is not at all bothered about his company, the company no longer grows. It will not function very, very nicely. But here the Supreme Lord, although he is in a Goloka Vrindavan, because he is pervaded everywhere. Pervaded everywhere means he is there everywhere. He is there everywhere, and he can manifest any time, any places. Just like a Narasimhadev, and he appeared suddenly from the pillar. And the Supreme Lord, because he is pervaded everywhere, he can appear suddenly from anywhere. That's why everything is going very, very nicely, very, very sweetly. Everything going very, very perfectly. Goloka eva nivasatta kilatma bhutam. Even though he is there in Goloka, Goloka eva nivasatta kilatma bhuta. Everything nicely functioning. So as a conclusion of this shloka is that Krishna is greater than everyone. Krishna is attainable only by the unalloyed devotion. We cannot purchase the Supreme Lord like we are, when the politicians are purchased during the elections, and the citizens are purchased during the election by giving the money. We cannot purchase the Supreme Lord. We can be purchased the Supreme Lord only by the unalloyed bhakti, amam abhijanati. Only by bhakti we can purchase the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then he is present in his abode, but he is pervaded everywhere. The example is the fire. Even the fire is in one place, his lights are spreaded everywhere. Even though the sun is there in one place, his rays are pervaded everywhere. Similarly, the Supreme Lord in his abode, but still he is pervaded everywhere. Then everything is situated within him. The best example is when Mother Yashoda saw Krishna's lotus mouth, and she could able to see the entire universe in Krishna's mouth. So that means everything is situated within him. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, thank you all very much. Your humble servant, Rasika Govinda Das, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hari Om Tassat.